Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want us to continue to speak on the subject of armies of the kingdom, and today we want to look at the law of readiness for action. The law of readiness for action. A soldier must be somebody who is action oriented. A soldier who talks too much is not really a good soldier. A soldier must be a person who is given to action. Joshua was an action-oriented leader, or if you like, action-oriented soldier. And because of that disposition, he was able to lead the people of God into the place that God has promised for them. In a similar manner, it is going to take action, orientation, for us to be able to enter our promised land. Joshua was so action-oriented. At the time that Moses was teaching the people and all that, it was really Joshua who would lead them to battle. He will fight the battles of the Lord. No wonder he reached the point after Moses' death that God told to Joshua that I want you to lead my people into the promised land. And that is exactly what he did. I believe that God is metamorphosizing his church. He is moving his church from looking like wounded soldiers who are fighting among themselves. He is moving his church to a point where they are not crawling on the ground like caterpillars, but the church is coming to a stage of maturity where we become changed from caterpillars to butterflies who are no more crawling on the ground, but who are flying over everything that keeps them under. Hallelujah. So God is transforming his church. Believe me, God is bringing a great radical transformation. He is redefining the Christian life by itself. He is recalibrating the thinking of men, you know. He is putting us in a mental position to be able to take on some extras that we were not used to. When we were going to change our currency in this nation, the financial institution, the money-taking financial institution, were asked to recalibrate their softwares. In other words, they had to change from using the old denominations and putting new denominations in their software to be able to take on the new thing that was coming economically into our nation. Recently, when we had to introduce another denomination of the Ghana city, we had to go through another recalibration. Because in the old, you did not have two Ghana cities. You had from 50 Ghana city to one Ghana city. And when you reach 5 Ghana city, you have to jump and come to one Ghana city. Now you have to recalibrate. In other words, you have to put in a column for 2 Ghana cities in everything that you are doing, so that you can take on the new thing that is coming. And I believe that God is doing a similar recalibration to his church. He is putting in certain elements that were not in our thinking. He is making it say that we are able to take in wine on the lease. Wine that has been reserved for a long time, but now has been only introduced for our generation and our age. He is just introducing to us a new kind of died that we were not used to, but which now we have to develop and start to eat that kind of food as well. I believe that God is radically changing the Christian life, and what has been reserved and has not been enjoyed by Christians in some years past, ladies and gentlemen, by the blood of the cross, God is making it available for the Christians of the last day. Hallelujah. And I want us to be ready, ladies and gentlemen, for what God wants to do. We are going to enter into our promised land also as a church. Our promised land are nations. Our promised land are cities. They are people groups that God wants us to disciple. He said for us to disciple nations. He said for us to mesmerize them with the principles of the kingdom. He said baptize them, dip them in the water, overwhelm them, leave them breathless with the kind of things that I taught you. I believe that God is bringing us to the point where nations, Isaiah chapter 60, are going to come to our rising, and cities are going to bow at the feet of the church. He is redefining the way that Christianity is led all together. So I want us to be ready for this transformation. That is why I want to share with us the need for us to be ready as a body for action, to be action oriented as people who are enrolled in the royal visible armed forces of the kingdom. Now, I want us to talk about how to develop readiness for action. How do I develop readiness for action? Now, I'll talk to you about four main things, but the first thing I want to say in helping us to develop readiness for action is that we must distinguish between what is important in life and what is urgent. In other words, as a soldier, we should be able to make a distinction between what is important for a soldier's life. What should a soldier do on a daily basis? What should somebody who is enrolled in the visible armed forces of the kingdom of God be doing? Or what is it that is important in his life on a daily basis? And we must be able to differentiate it from what is urgent. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23 says that all things are lawful. I can do all things, but all things do not charge you up. As a soldier, all things do not edify you. That is why you must make a distinction in your life. Now, what I am going to share with us is going to be practical, because I believe that we must develop this readiness for action, for practical action. Now, let's look at some four characteristics of what is important for a soldier. For a soldier of the cross, what is important in your life? If you know what is important, then you can be able to clearly stay away or properly prioritize what is urgent. The first thing I want to say is that what is important usually does not have immediate tangible results. What is important for a soldier usually does not have immediate tangible results. I realize something, that we are very hungry for tangible results. We are very hungry for tangible fruits. I don't know how come, but because of this strange extreme hunger for tangible results, people take spiritual shortcuts. People take on things that makes them grow quickly, but they are really not matured. But they look like matured people, but they are really not matured, because they are in a hurry for tangible growth and tangible results. Because of that, people cut corners to success and to results. Sometimes people compromise the word of God. They compromise even the gospel. They jump in order for them to reach a point of maturity. But you must beware of things that bring immediate tangible results as a soldier, because oftentimes it is not important in your life. Okay? Now, the second characteristic is that what is important in a soldier's life, a soldier of the cross's life, is not attractive to do. It is not attractive to do those things. You know, there are Christian activities that doesn't attract people. In other words, it doesn't attract praise from people. People hardly even see it. It doesn't attract their approval. And I believe that we need to make room for things that the Bible has clearly talked about, but which people will not see that you are doing anything. Because the temptation is for us to circumvent it all, and in a bid to please men and to have results, we go in for the glamorous. But a soldier will have to beware of the glamorous. Many times, when you go in for the glamorous, you are not really, really doing the work of a soldier. Okay? Now, the third characteristic of what is important for a soldier of the cross is that usually these things that you must do and give your life to can conveniently be postponed. What is urgent demands quick action. What is important oftentimes does not seem to have any time element attached to it. So you can postpone it, and as it is, on the face of it, nothing will spoil. Right? The final thing before we get into the dynamics is that what is important in a soldier's life is usually not convenient to do. It is not convenient to do. It is not comfortable to do. It is not easy to do. It is not appealing. Hallelujah. Now, let's get into the details. A warrior's daily act is what we want to look at. A soldier's daily act. And I want us to look at it from the spiritual work. From the spiritual work. What is the daily act that a soldier of the cross must necessarily give his life to? The first one is that he must give his life to a daily personal devotion with God. A daily personal devotion. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. A daily personal devotion. This kind of devotion I'm talking to you about does not bring immediate tangible results. It is not attractive to do. It can conveniently be postponed, and people will not even detect that you haven't had any devotion with the Lord. It falls in the category or in the standards that we've talked about important things that a soldier should do. So we need to have daily personal devotion. God is more interested in closeness to Him than in service. God, He is more interested in relationship than in result. And never forget that. The second spiritual thing that a warrior must do on a daily basis is for him to read and deliberately store information for future use. Reading and deliberately storing information for future use. And I want us to look at the book of Matthew chapter 25. In other words, in our personal life, for us to live the life of soldiers, every day of my life, I must try and read something.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And then store some information, not for immediate use, but for future use. It will come in handy. I will need it in future. Every soldier needs to learn how to carry extra baggage, extra gun. You must not just have a regular gun. You must have some extra two. One in your socks, the other one maybe in your underpants, or you must keep some extra knife somewhere. You must have some reserve somewhere. You must have some extra bullets. If you can swallow some. In due time, you may have to put your hands in your mouth and vomit it out and use it to kill an enemy. You have to carry an extra oil with you, because that is what is going to make you action ready. In Matthew chapter 25, we see a beautiful parable Jesus Christ gave about His kingdom. He said that the kingdom of God is likened unto 10 virgins who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Alright, they were all virgins, they were all wonderful. But these people were looking for the kingdom of God. They were looking for the realm of God to be realized. They wanted to enter into the order of God in their lives. This one is not necessarily talking about going to heaven as we traditionally know. It's talking about entering the kingdom. It's talking about experiencing the kingdom now and even in future. How do I enter the kingdom? How do I get ready to be able to bring about the kingdom of God as a soldier enrolled in the royal armies of the kingdom? Now look at verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready, and please underline ready, went in with him to the marriage, and the door to the kingdom, the door to the realm of God, to the order of God was shut. It could not be realized anymore by the other virgins. Why? What is the difference between these people who entered the kingdom of God and entered the realm of God and those who did not? Was it because those who did not were not virgins? No, they were all virgins. They were all holy. They were all wonderful people. Was it because those who did not enter the kingdom of God did not have lambs? No, they had lambs. What made the difference between those who entered the realm of God and those who could not bring about the realm of God was that they were not action ready. They were not ready. They had no reserve oil. So in time of necessity at midnight, they could not get an extra thing to be able to enable them to bring and establish the realm of God. They were relying upon the oil that was in their lamp. But the oil had to run out. Because throughout the time it was night, and they had to burn the oil. They had to use the bullets. They had to use the gun. It reached a point that they had to go in for the extra. Go in for the stored wine. Go in for the reserve gun. Go in for the extra knife. These people did not know the need to read and store information for future use. They did not have reservoirs in their lives. I want you to understand that the lack of reserves prevents readiness. To enjoy the realm and the rule of God, to bring it about, is to have reserves and readiness at all times, in season and out of season. This way you are ready for action. The Bible talks to us about the preparation of the gospel of peace. We must be prepared at all times to release the gospel of peace. It should not be that, oh well, pastor, you know, if you had told me maybe 3 days ago, I would have started to fast. No, you must be combat ready at all time. You must be ready for action at all time. You should not say, you should have prompted me 5 minutes ago so that I put on my shoes. The Bible says that you must put on your shoe. Have on the preparation of the gospel of peace. When it is battle time, soldiers do not take their boots off. They have to sleep with their boots on, because at midnight, a commander may give a cry that, look, or the watchman, the ambush, will tell them that the people are coming, and you must be ready. You must be ready. It's not now that you are looking for your shoe to lace. It's not now that you are looking for some anointing. It's not now that you are waiting for some word from somewhere. I beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus, let us transform ourselves into people who are ready to do the work of the Lord at all times. When they wake us up, we are ready. When they call us from work and say that, preach, you are ready. Because we have learned to read and store information for a rainy day. We are ready to attack. We are ready for action as soldiers all the time. We do not need to do press up in order for us to do the action. We have always warmed up. Hallelujah. That is what God wants us to be. He wants us to be people who are action ready. So spiritually, have your personal devotion. And then secondly, read and deliberately store information for future use. Do that. Don't say, well, I've had my quiet time. Do something more. Store some more. Prepare outlines. Get ready. As if you are the one who is going to preach in church on Sunday. The time where we come to church and we just wake up and our focus is dressing ourselves, wearing our uniform, doing our hair, painting our faces without praying for church, and just coming and saying that, oh Lord, talk to me. Lord, minister to me. That time is over. We have reached a point in the Christian life where God is changing us to the point where we are always ready for action. And when every one of us prepare before we come to church, without giving any excuses whatsoever, without tolerating any excuses whatsoever, when we come combat ready, you'll be amazed at things that God will do among us and how the Spirit of God will move. He cannot move except maybe from the pulpit, because the other people are not ready. They don't have any word. They don't have a revelation. They don't have a psalm. A psalm is not a song that you learn. It's an inspired song. As you sit there, by inspiration you have it. And God can pause the pastor and tell the pastor, point to so and so, come and minister to us. And by the time you take the microphone and begin to minister, you will see that darkness is being dispelled. You will see that means spiritual and mental strongholds are taking over and destroy. Because the people of God are not civilians who come here and say that, Lord, bless me, but they prepare their own outline. They prepare and pray for the people. Let them receive your word.
As the word of the Lord is going, they don't sit down like anybody else and just listen to the pastor like anybody else. They are praying in tongues under their breath. They are praying and they are supporting the work of the Lord. And they are saying that, preach on, pastor. Deep inside of them, they are pushing the work on. That is how we must be. Readiness for action. Mentally, as a warrior, you must deliberately improve yourself professionally and ensure personal growth. Daily improve yourself professionally or ensure that personally you are growing. I'm not necessarily talking about your spiritual work as a warrior. I'm talking about your mental work, mental fitness and calibration, being ready mentally to entertain the new thing that God wants to do. Not closed up in your mind that it cannot be done. It has not been done. We don't know about this. We haven't heard about this. God is taking us to new dimensions of the Christian life, of life altogether. We must not be mentally lazy as warriors of the cross. We must not be mentally dull. Our mentality must not be a shrinking type. We must ask God for largeness of mind. Tell the Lord that, let your Holy Spirit move in my mental region and quicken my mind. The reason is simple. It is because in ministering to men, you have to have power with them. Not just power with God, but power with men. You need to be able to present the word of the Lord and present things and present your case. The Bible tells us that we should be ready to give an answer for people who ask us anything. Mentally alert, mentally fit. Anybody who asks us, we can tell them. This is it. And it takes for us not to leave our minds behind. A warrior must not leave his mind behind. A warrior must use his mind. God did not give you a mind and tell you that don't use it. Otherwise, when you become a Christian, he will just shut your mind. But your mind must be moved upon by the Holy Spirit. Your body also must be moved upon by the Holy Spirit. And that is the kind of prayer you need to pray for your mind. Lord, give me such a mind that you gave unto Daniel, unto these people who stood. And then did the work of God in the midst of opposition. They brought the kingdom of God in foreign land. They were rulers. They were people in charge. They were not under. They were people with great mental capacity. When you talk to them, you know that this man is not just having water in his head. They don't take you for granted. There was a time that people were taking Paul for granted in spite of his anointing and in spite of the grace of God as an apostle upon his life, until he just changed the language from whatever he was speaking and he began to speak Hebrew. And then when they realized that this man is bilingual, this man is learned, the Bible says everybody kept quiet and they listened to him. That is how God wants his warriors to be. Hallelujah. So mental work. Let's talk about physical work. On daily basis, you should not only improve yourself professionally and ensure personal growth in your life, but you must deliberately engage in activities that promote your health. A soldier must be fit. Physically, you need to be fit as well. Hallelujah. Although our fight is not against flesh and blood, but we need a level of physical fitness to be able to do this work, because the treasure of God is kept in an earthen vessel.
And if the earthen vessel goes down, believe me, the treasure will go down with it. That is why at any time when God wants a treasure to come up, He is going to quicken your weak body and prop it up by the anointing of God, because God needs you on your feet to be able to do His work. And so we need to do our daily physical fitness, whatever it is. You need to do that. If you read the book of Matthew chapter 13 verse 44, I've taught you about this before, the treasures of the field. That the treasure of God is always hidden in a field. And the first person who used the principle of buying the whole field in order to be able to assess the treasure is God Himself. Because of the treasure in this world, He bought the whole world with His blood, just so that He can pick the treasure. The Bible says the kingdom of God is like treasure which is hidden in a field, which a man found, and for joy he went and sold everything he had and bought the field. He didn't just buy the treasure, He bought the container of the treasure. He took care of the container of the treasure, because He knows that for me to get the treasure, for me to assess the treasure, I must own the field. I like it when somebody says that, do not teach me, do not give me a fish, and do not even teach me how to fish, because I want to own the pond. So that I can fish at any time, midnight, any time I can fish. Because if you teach me how to fish and I do not own the pond, you can still regulate me, as the people are doing with their own strategy. They call it neocolonialism in a certain sense, or in a certain world. But they can teach you how to fish, but they own the pond. And they can decide when you should, they regulate the fish that is moving out. Not that you cannot fish, but you cannot get to the fishing ground.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-807-8535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.